Welcome to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. Quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're talking about something I think a lot of people are curious about, moving from Chicago to Sarasota. David, I know Chicago's actually become a major feeder market for Sarasota. What's driving that?
You know, it's really a combination of things. Chicago's got great bones as a city, right? But the winters are brutal. The cost of living keeps climbing, and a lot of folks are just ready for a change. Sarasota offers that warm weather lifestyle without feeling like you're moving to the middle of nowhere. You've got culture, beaches, great food scene. It's got real community.
Right. So it's not just about the weather. It's the whole package. But I'm guessing the housing itself is pretty different between the two markets, yeah?
Oh, man. Totally different. In Chicago, you're looking at a lot of older architecture, brownstones, vintage condos, that industrial charm. Here in Sarasota, you see way more contemporary designs, a lot of stucco and open floor plans built for that Florida lifestyle. And the all-in ownership costs, that's where people really start paying attention. You check the show notes for some comparisons, but here's the thing. Your property taxes in Florida are lower, no state income tax, but your insurance and HOA fees can be higher, especially if you're near the water or in a gated community like Lakewood Ranch.
Okay, so it's not necessarily cheaper overall. You just have to understand where the money's going. What about neighborhoods? I mean, where should someone from Chicago actually be looking?
So that depends on what lifestyle you want. Downtown Sarasota is super walkable, lots of restaurants and galleries, kind of like a smaller, warmer version of what you'd find in Chicago's neighborhoods. The barrier islands, Siesta Key, Longboat Key, those are more resort-style living, very seasonal. And then Lakewood Ranch, which is inland, is more suburban, master-planned, tons of amenities. Chicago folks often gravitate toward downtown or Lakewood Ranch because they want that community feel. The barrier islands are beautiful, but they can feel a little transient during snowbird season.
Oh, interesting. So snowbird season is actually a real thing to factor in? Like, does that affect your experience living there?
Absolutely. Snowbird season runs November through April, and the islands especially get packed. Traffic increases, restaurants get crowded, but it also means the community's buzzing. Some people love it, some people hate it. And honestly, if you're coming from Chicago where you're used to winter being this long, brutal thing, the idea of having half the year be perfect beach weather is pretty appealing. You're not shoveling snow.
No kidding. That alone might be worth it. So let's talk logistics. Getting to and from Chicago. How does that work from Sarasota?
Sarasota-Bradenton International Airport is your main hub, and you've got direct flights to Chicago pretty regularly. It's about 2.5 hours in the air. Not bad at all if you've got family or business back up north. Some people do that. They'll spend part of the year in Chicago, part here. It's become easier with remote work.
That makes sense. So for someone actually making the move and buying a home, what's the biggest surprise they run into?
Honestly, the humidity and the storm season. People know it gets hot, but they don't always appreciate what a Florida summer feels like. And hurricane season, June through November, that's real. Your insurance reflects that. But beyond that, I think a lot of Chicago buyers underestimate how different the building styles are. You need different maintenance, different materials. If you're curious what your home's current value might be in either market, we've got tools to help you compare. But the point is, do your homework before you buy. This isn't just a financial move. It's a lifestyle shift.
That's really solid advice. So if someone's seriously considering this, what should they do first?
Spend time here. Come for a week or two, not just a weekend. Drive around downtown, check out Lakewood Ranch, walk the barrier islands, talk to people who've made the move, and get clear on your budget. Understand the total cost of ownership, not just the purchase price. Then connect with someone who knows both markets. That context matters.
Love that. David, this was super helpful. For anyone wanting to dig deeper into neighborhoods, home values, or specific listings in Sarasota, check the show notes. We've got links to detailed market analysis and property reports. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
Happy to do it. Good luck to anyone making the move.
Thanks for listening to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.